The scaffolding creaks and I tell myself, Joan, there's no time for fear. Be precise. Let your chisel do the work. Then you can have a word with the men who damaged this stone. Right, now I can climb down and admire the facade. Jacques de Bourgeois, the pillar of the St. Jean Cathedral building site, is here. He's reprimanding the men for their clumsiness. He is the master builder after all, it's not up to me to do his job. Not yet. Joan the Lucky. That's what he calls me. I'm more determined than I am lucky. I met Master Jack as soon as I arrived in the Guillotière. He's the fellow Savoie native I was hoping to find. He liked my style as a stonemason. He helped me cross the border. The Rhone Bridge was still under construction. What is it? I ask him. He hands me a wad of sketches, the plans for his famous rose window. What beautiful arabesques. I can't stop thinking about them, and when the evening bells ring, I need to be alone. Frog Gate. I leave the cathedral close and I walk to the Rhone Bridge, built many centuries ago. A fine piece of architecture. I have to elbow my way through the crowd. The Saint-Nizier neighborhood is teeming with people. Behind the Terreau ramparts, where I live, the hills, vines and gardens are like little gifts, in their own discreet way. I sit down. I needed some fresh air. Jacques de Bourgeois's arabesques haunt my mind. That's what I aspire to. I too, want to draw marvels, and I want the world to see them.